right, gang. Puck Off is in the house, and it's our postseason, our second postseason Puck Off.
Joe Bartnick. I think our third, maybe.
Is it our third, really?
We've been off-seasoning for a while now.
Yeah. Well, how are you handling the off-season?
Well, you know, I stuck myself in the World Cup. I think we talked about that last time. I know. Gambled a little bit on the World Cup. Came up a victor.
You did?
Yeah. I won on Algeria. I voted for the, or voted. I picked the tie. Well, I backdoored the tie. I picked him to win, but I also put money on the tie.
And
The tie covered my, that's how much money I'm spending, Frazier. The tie covered my original bet night.
Wow.
I made a couple bucks, but I still don't know where Algeria is.
They're out.
But I'll take their money.
I know, but now they're, yeah, sure. They're good for something.
Yeah, they are. They're absolutely good for something.
Well, now it's down to, who's it down to? It's Germany and Brazil. But Brazil's got the guy hurt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you see that? The Neymar.
Oh, the guy broke his neck or whatever.
His back.
Whoa.
That would have been just a regular hockey play.
Yeah, he'd still be skating if he played hockey.
Yeah, he'd be back out there.
The little shot and lower body. Would it lower body or upper body? Would
be upper.
Now it's upper body.
Yeah, they'd be an upper body injury, be out for one game, and they'd be back. But
I heard a great joke that all the Brazil or all the German fans are – Germany doesn't have a lot of fans there because it's an easy plane ride from Argentina.
Oh, that is good. That was good. We could drive.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's funny. Yeah. And then the other one is Netherlands and, it's Netherlands and versus Argentina. And, you know, that that game reminded me of a hockey shootout because they have a shootout
I did see that. The guy was talking trash.
Which guy?
The goalie.
The goalie was?
Yeah.
He did make a nice save.
He did make a nice save. I think soccer goaltending at that is so much more of a guess than, like, they don't, like, in a shootout, it's in hockey, it's like who makes the first move, and then a guy can make a move. A goaltender can recover, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
In that sport, though, the first move, that's it.
That's it.
That's right. I mean, they
and those guys are talented and they're really good athletes. But, you know, the hockey guys are handling 40 saves a game. These guys are handling 16.
Well, in fact, the U.S. guy handled about 400.
Well, that guy's pretty awesome. Yeah, he did very well.
Yeah, I mean, he handled a ton.
He was awesome, man.
If you play for the U.S., you handle a lot more.
Yeah,
than
you do. That's the thing.
It's like being a goalie in Edmonton. You're going to handle handle the puck.
You're going to be busy.
You're going to be busy.
Yeah.
Speaking of Edmonton, the great one, I guess not speaking of Edmonton. Speaking of Seattle, though, the great one. Wayne Gretzky wants to buy a team and move it to Seattle. I don't know.
Wow. Now, what team is he talking about buying?
I think he wants expansion, but Bettman has said that he doesn't want expansion.
Really? So, you know, Seattle would be a good spot for a team.
Oh, it would be. I think everyone knows how much I love that city who knows me. It's a great city.
Great city.
It's a city. It's not a couple shopping malls put together that pretends to be a city. It's a great city. And they're a great sports town. And everyone up there who I admit, unless they just know me, says we'd love a hockey team. We want hockey back more than we want hockey before we want the NBA to come back, F the NBA. And also, they have a great minor league team up there they can draw from. Seattle's always been on for minor league hockey. And I think it's about time they get a team.
Seems like a smart move. And if you have 99 involved, you know it's going to be successful.
You know, because, it'll be done. You know, it'll be the NHL won't turn their nose like, oh, that guy. Who's that guy wants a team?
Yeah, come on. But you think, can they get a field a good team? I mean, an expansion team gets what? Casts off guys, basically, from other.
Yeah, it would just take him a couple years. I don't know if they would get the immediate number one. If they get the immediate number one pick, then that'd be great in a year where the immediate number one pick is Sidney Crosby or Wayne Gretzky or Mario Lemieux.
Talking about that.
Or McKinnon, even, you know.
Oh, man, he was so – he lived up to everything.
Yeah, you know. I mean, if it's this year, you say, I don't know. But
who's his kid, Connor, they say is the big kid?
For next year.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that much about him, Frazier. I'm not a big – unless it's a huge guy that everyone knows, I don't follow the draft because – so many of those guys never pan out.
Well, I know, but they say this guy's a game changer.
Yeah.
Well. And, you know, I don't know. But I'd love to see that team up in Seattle. It's a great sports town.
It is. It's been nice. It would be a great fight for Vancouver.
Yeah.
They'd have a great rivalry. You know, another little
it's about a 1 hour flight.
Yeah. And it's just good for those people. It's good for the league, I think, to expand up there. I don't know who the second team would be because they need another team out west.
Well, don't they want a team in Canada again? I mean, don't they need
Western Canada, I don't think there's any more cities. They already put one back in Winnipeg.
How's that Winnipeg franchise?
They're hurting.
Yeah.
They're not. I mean, they're doing well as far as attendance and people into it, but they can't get anyone to go there. That's the thing. With all those Western Canada teams, with the exception of Vancouver, they're not – no one wants to go there. They have to – I mean, that's the thing. Like Calgary, they paid – you know, I mean, hey, England's a serviceable number five or six defenseman, but they paid him $3 million. Well, to go because no one's going to go.
Nobody wants to go there. You know, it's funny. I think I told the story. I was watching the Grey Cup, which is Canada's Super Bowl.
Yes.
And the opening shot, it was in Regina. And they show this opening shot, and there's like fields and fields and fields. And you figure, okay, well, where's the city?
Yeah.
And then it keeps going, fields and fields. Finally, you see some lights. And then finally, there's this little town. Well, I mean, that's what it's like. It's out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, I've been to Regina, and that really is, you know how anywhere you go, even when you fly to Chicago over Iowa, you see a light in the distance.
Yeah.
There is no, you like you think you're going to the moon.
That's what I meant. There's nothing.
There is no light. I mean, there is nothing
between
Vancouver, Calgary and Regina. There's nothing.
Yeah. So that's why. And then even in Calgary, you go to Calgary. I played up there when I opened for Russell Peters. And it's a cool town.
Yeah.
You know, it's a happening town, but it's a boom town. Because it's so, no one wants to go there, they pay everybody, people are making 25 bucks an hour working at Starbucks.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty, everybody gets paid good there, just like that player that went there. So, you know, when you get to those places, you do have to, you know, no one wants to go.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I think Calgary has a little bit more to offer. Edmonton and Winnipeg are definitely.
Yeah. Got the mall in Edmonton.
Yeah, got the mall in Edmonton.
That's why the professor's wife didn't want to go there.
Yeah, she was sick of the mall. Her credit card, they didn't have a Macy's. I mean, Edmonton's really, well, you know, Edmonton made a few moves, but I don't know. It was funny. A Seattle team would thrive up there because I bet that. You know, it'd be like Pittsburgh or Philly, a scene like that where they would catch on to have a good team. They'd probably get a good team. Then it would be a boom.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like one of those cities that really takes to sports, like, you know, Philly, Pittsburgh, Chicago. That's what Seattle would probably be like.
They're good sports.
They're into their soccer team.
Fans. Yeah.
They have to get into their hockey team.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and they're good fans.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know who the next city would be, though. I mean, Kansas City. I love Kansas City, but it does not seem like a hockey town. I mean, it really doesn't.
They had minor league there for
forever. I think they had a real team there for like a weekend and a half, but I don't know where the other team would come from.
What about Indianapolis? No.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Indianapolis as a city, but I think that's like Columbus. And it's not out west. I don't know, out west. That's hard to think.
Salt Lake City.
Hey, you know what? That might be one. Hmm? That's a good choice.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
They might, you know.
It'll probably end up there. More news, the great, your friend and mine, the great P.K. Subban goes to arbitration.
Wow, you better sign that dude.
Well, he's going to arbitration, so they're going to sign him. But to what? I mean, he'll probably make 10. Put it this way, if Chris Letang is getting $7.5 million, he'll probably get like 8.2, 8.3.
Well, he deserves whatever he can get.
Oh, absolutely. They blew it. They should have paid him off.
This guy's the new star.
Yeah, he is.
He played so good in the playoffs, man, that guy. He's got a lot of talent.
And he listened to Terry, and like they couldn't say, oh, he was a bad student. You know, he had some issues maybe before, but now he's been a class citizen, so... He's in it to win it, and they got rid of Josh Georges, which I don't understand why they let him go to Buffalo. So, well, they're going to need him. I mean, they really need him.
Yeah,
they need him before the other guys that went for arbitration are Reimer for Toronto, the goaltender, I don't know what he's going to get. He didn't play too good. Lars Eller from Montreal, I think he did play pretty good. He'll probably get a pay raise.
Right.
Dominic Roussel from Dallas, the poop disturber, who really made that team go, third liner, played great in the playoffs. He'll probably get a raise. And an interesting last two for our purposes are Dwight King. The LA Kings. Yeah. Well, he didn't play as good this year as he did, I thought, the last couple of years.
He had a couple moments in the playoffs.
Yeah, he certainly had a couple moments in the playoffs, but I think as a whole, I think he didn't. I mean, he's the type of guy who went on the Penguins.
Now, how does arbitration work there? How does that work?
Well,
they come up with a figure and then the other guys.
Arbitration is, legalese, I don't exactly know, but either the team can ask for it or the player can work for it. If they agree to it, then they go in, and it's like the people's court.
Right.
And the judge just says, hey, here's the deal. It's a binding agreement of how much someone makes.
And the judge makes the call? The
judge makes the call. Most teams don't like to do that because then they have to go attack their players.
Right. Right.
It always leaves a bad taste.
Yeah, sure.
And most agents don't like to have their players go through because they don't like to hear their players have to hear everything bad about them.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of things get done before arbitration. It's usually a way to get things done arbitration is tomorrow. Well, we'll sign the deal today.
Sure, because you don't want to tick off one of your good players.
No.
Yeah, and that could happen.
Yeah, I'm surprised. And, I like King. I'm surprised they even went through it. Maybe they trade him, but I guess they like him. I like him.
I liked him. I thought he helped out.
And Spaulding from Nashville to Pittsburgh, now he's in arbitration. I have no idea if he had a good year or a bad year. I don't think Nashville had that good of a year as a whole. The Rangers got three guys going to arbitration. Broussard, Chris Kreider, and Zuccarello. Mm-hmm. And I know you like Zuccarello.
Man, that guy's good. I'm sorry, he is.
Yeah. They're going to be paying these guys a lot. And I'll tell you, and Kreider personally got them into the finals. Because he ruined
Kreider's
two,
good,
he
too.
Ruined he injured two goaltenders.
Yeah, he knocked those goalies out. That guy, he's a good player too, I think. And Zuccarello, man, I really love him.
Yeah,
he needs more money to buy those long sticks. Those ain't cheap.
No, gets to keep the customized lettering on his name. Takes a couple extra bucks. No, he played. You know, and he was off. I mean, talking about Tortorella again. Tortorella had him. He like left and played in wherever country he's from, some minor league in whatever country he's from, and then he came back after Tortorella left.
He didn't like it. He wouldn't play for him. Play. A lot of people, I could see it. Now, Vancouver.
Yeah, they got the Rabid Verbata. They signed him from Phoenix. I don't know. They're making a big deal about it. You know, if you play in Phoenix, I mean, can you really be that good? I mean, are you really gonna? I mean,
I know.
Yeah, I mean, but the guy they kept Zach Cassian, a pugilist, a big tough guy, and plays it and mixes it up. Plays it tough and protects their stars a little bit. Another guy I wish the Penguins would have got. We'll get to who the Penguins.
A lot of guys could use a guy like that.
Yeah, and I like, and Cassian will put a stick on the ice. He'll score a couple goals here and there. Cassian is just big too. And that helps. I remember being in Toronto a couple years ago and Cassian, and this guy was talking about Cassian just playing like in the juniors. He was just beating people up, and I guess he is a brother beating people up. And he's like, these guys are like 25 years old. They're playing a bunch of 14-year-olds. And Cassian's always one of those kids that like shaved when he was 10. And
right, right.
So he's always been a brute. Sutter is going to arbitration for the Pittsburgh Penguins. He declined arbitration.
When you decline, what does that mean? You just take what they give you?
And he's just not going to go to arbitration, so that means that he's still a free agent. See, I think he's still a restricted free agent, which means people have to match what they're going to pay him. I'm sure he didn't want to go to arbitration because I have 3 years of tape of him doing nothing. I wouldn't want to go to arbitration either if I was him.
That's funny.
Anyway, he has one playoff series. You know, he has like one playoff series. You know, played good against Columbus. Well, right. Jesus, I would hope you would play good against Columbus.
Well, yeah.
My man, a guy I love, Bugsy, Ryan Malone, busted the old fashioned Bob Probert way. With a little blow on the way home.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. He was released by Tampa Bay.
Wow.
We wanted him to take the Pittsburgh discount. Pittsburgh kid, first real Pittsburgh kid to play in the NHL, played for the Penguins. Come back home, Bugsy, play on the third line, take $1 million. Hopefully, if you're listening, Jim Rutherford, make that happen. They need Bugsy.
You like Bugsy?
Yeah, I've always liked. I wanted to overpay Bugsy 5 years ago when he went to Tampa. Bugsy's one of those guys where if they would have had him the last couple of years, they would have done a lot better, even if his skills have declined. Bugsy likes to party. He's a Pittsburgh kid. Doesn't take care of himself. But
no, he's a party kid. But he doesn't have Pro Bear's skills. He's not bad though.
He can't fight like Pro Bear. But back in the day, he could skate and scored like he was a better offensive guy than Bob. But
was he really?
Yeah. Oh, he was good back in the day. He played on Malkin's wing when they went to the Cup and lost. And he didn't come back for the year they won.
Okay.
And before that, he was the Penguins. He was on those teams that were awful, and then we had to get the number one picks.
Right.
He was the best guy on a lot of bad teams, but he was their poster boy because he was actually from Pittsburgh.
So he's a local.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and he took the money. And, I mean, put it this way. You know, you get one big contract. He was 23, 24. He just took that. Penguins were going to pay him $5 million a year.
How old is he now?
He's probably like 31, 32. But a beat up 31. I mean, he plays the game tough. I will never knock the way he plays the game. And he parties pretty tough.
So, yeah, and then he got busted.
Oh, yeah. Man. I wish they just let all that stuff slide like in the old days.
Man, Frobert was trying to come across the Ambassador Bridge.
Yeah, I mean, I love Bobby, but I mean, that one was a little, yeah, okay, maybe U.S. and Canada, maybe you should have your head on.
That border.
That's a big one. But, you know, just in Tampa, who in Tampa isn't running around with a bag of flow in their pocket?
That's everybody in Johnny the town. Bench. Even Johnny Bench knows.
Yeah, Johnny Bench knows who to call.
That's how they roll down there.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Yeah. So I don't know. Calgary got the great Jonas Hiller.
Jonas Hiller,
man. To solve their goaltending problems, I guess. The Sharks got John Scott, who we'll talk about in a minute.
He's a goon.
Oh, do not like, you know, anything on John Scott. We'll get to him. The Oilers did get Benoit Pouliot. Which he was played great for the Rangers. I don't know what he's going to do in Edmonton, but once again, Captain, it's one of those things where you got to overpay a guy.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go back to Hiller for a minute.
Yes.
Why do you think he fell out of favor in Anaheim?
That is that's a really good question. I don't think he fell out of favor as much as, hey, we got this Anderson guy coming up that's good. Then they got this Gibson guy coming up that's really good. And you're making a lot of money. I think that's
more what it was.
I think
it seemed
so.
Like they lost confidence in him towards the end of the season, and yet I remember he was playing pretty well there for a while.
Yeah, I don't know why exactly. I'm not as in tune with the Ducks as I am, like the Penguins and the Kings, where I read all the dirt. So I don't know if there was a locker room, but you know Everything was fine and dandy until Barbecue didn't play him in game one.
Well, yeah.
If he played and they won, you know, they'd be like, oh, well, he's a goaltender,
But remember he had a couple shaky games there heading into the playoffs? And
he did. He did. But, I don't know. I just think it was a matter of salary cap. We got to, salary cap, we are paying, we're going to go get Kessler. So
right.
We're not going to pay for you when we have a guy almost as good as you, if not, in our minds, better, backing you up.
Yeah, Gibson's good.
And Anderson will be out. Yeah. I bet Gibson will be the number one goaltender probably going by the end of camp. I mean, Gibson's a stud.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think the great Jose Galvez brought this up last week, but Tampa Bay got Brian Boyle from the Rangers. That's huge.
That's pretty big.
Yeah. That guy's big. He plays the penalty kill. He can get in front of the net. He's been playing low in the Rangers, but I'll tell you what, I'd give him a chance with Stamkos.
Well,
let him, get in front of the net, let Stamkos run around.
He did well against the Kings.
Yeah. because he's actually physically can compete with the Kings.
Yeah.
And the other big one that happened, probably the last big one we'll talk about, was the Islanders in one day swooped in and got Kumalin and Grabowski. Both former Grabowski, I guess, went to Washington, but Kumalin was the guy that's Malkin's best friend in Russia, and maybe he was supposed to go to the Penguins, but did not happen. So the Islanders got two pretty good wingers.
Good.
Guys that can put the puck in the net around Tavares.
So yeah, he needs a little help there.
Yeah, I think good for them. I think very good for them. I'm happy for them. I think they get the short end of a lot of sticks, and I just like Tavares, man.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah.
he's fun though. If you don't like him, you don't like hockey.
Yeah,
I mean, really. I mean, it's like that guy can just score and just dominate. He just dominates the puck.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's so they helped themselves.
Right.
All right. How about Downey on the Penguins?
Yeah. Well, people were attacking me, said they didn't. I glossed it over last week. Yeah, we got Downey. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we did it. We got one of the Bartnik's top five people I would throw out of hockey.
So are you mad about that?
I'm not happy with it. I wish we would have just got Cassian. You know, and by no means, Mr. Cassian, do I want to throw you in the Steve Downey boat of sin. But we just got a couple bigger I'll take Cassian and Bugsy. Cassian and Bugsy because they do the same exact thing. Here's the thing, and here's the five guys I'd throw out of the NHL tomorrow. Today, I would throw out Cook. Of course, you know Cook. What's Cook do? It just ends people's careers,
right?
And I'd throw him out myself because I'm sick of having Bill Burr bitch about him to me for the rest of my life. So I will do it myself. Of course, Downey. The thing I know about Downey is he tried to break Sidney Crosby's leg.
Well,
yeah, that's all you know about Downey. John Scott, yes, the circus freak. Now you're saying that. Why the Sharks got him? Who do the Sharks need to protect? Everyone the Sharks fights for themselves. I always expect that about the Sharks. They never had even a crap goon, really. Now they got.
Do you think they needed muscle or no?
No. Well, and that's going to protect my next on the list, Rafi Torres. Just another, just the guy that goes out and injures people. Yeah. I mean, he's the Mexican or whatever he is, Argentinian Steve Downey. And then you have Ray Emery, you know, Flyer goaltender / gangster Ray Emery. Never saw, you know, just a waste. And the guy close on that list, but he's a very good hockey player, and then we should just straighten up and keep his big nose, clean is Brad Marchand of the Boston Bruins. Because I'm looking at you, buddy. You're just always ready to cheap shot someone. Just play the game straight up.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, now Mr. Downey,
let's go back to Downey. Yeah. Now what do you think Sid feels about that?
One thing about Sid is he's never, you know, even the guys that you know cheap shot him into Neverland concussion, he's never come out and said those are bad people, throw him out of the league. Sid has always gone by the book as far as the hockey codes, and you know everyone has a place. You know, or not everyone has a place, but he always keeps his P's and Q's. Here's what the Penguins did when they got Downey. They said, hey, we see the way the league's going. We're going to fight fire with fire. And that's what they're doing. It's going to be now, it's like, Mark Stahl, you want to hit Sid in the back of the head in a playoff game. Well, now Downey will high stick you in the face.
Well, that's the thing. Now he's on your side.
Right. And here's what happened. Here's what happened, Frage, was about 3 or 4 years ago, right? Here's the evolution of the Penguins. The Penguins have always been a medium team as far as violence. Never been the Flyers, you know, never been the Carolina Hurricanes. Always were a medium team. Then when they got Sid and Gino, they got old Shiro in there. It's like, well, we're going to protect our guys. We're going to be a tough team to play against. So they went out and got a bunch of tough guys. And Gary Roberts and Billy Guerin, legitimate tough guys that could really play the game. Then they had their share of LaRocks and other guys. Then they had their share of jackasses like Cook. Just a bunch of roughnecks where they were like about 5 years ago, 4 years ago, they had like 80 fights in 1 year, right? Which is like number one or two in the league.
Is that okay?
Then they played the Islanders one game. And they beat up the Islanders, and our backup goaltender beat up their goaltender. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember.
It was a big
that,
joke.
Yeah.
Everyone laughed it off, right? Yeah. Well, then no one's paying attention. So about 3 weeks later, when they go to the Islanders, one of our goons is hurt. One of our goons gets thrown out of the game early. No one's paying attention. And the Islanders called up like three goons from like AAA. So they went out and they beat the piss out of like all the Penguins except like Geno and Sid.
Right.
And it was a
right.
melee, and it was like on every national
that.
TV
show. Yeah, yeah, I remember
show.
That. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And it was like, it was such a ridiculous thing to the point where Lemieux wrote a letter to like Bettman and they put it in the newspaper like, hey, we don't want this kind of violence. Like, let's, you know, like, let's, it was a disgrace for the game. We want to play hockey. Which, so then to make the owner look bad, Penguins got, you know, now they got down to 20 fights a year. And, you know, we got rid of all the bad guys and we reformed Matt Cook. And then Matt Cook's a good citizen while he played for us. And, oh, we're, you know, we have, you know, a bunch of, you know, we're walking around throwing flowers to everybody.
Now it's too much the other way.
Exactly. Yeah. So then what happens? So then they cheap shot. So then it's like, you know what? Well, if the league's not going to change and they're going to cheap shot Sid, well, then we'll just go out and get
so that's
get
why
a
they
couple
got Downey.
Flyers. And then, so that's why we got Downey. Now, I would have handled it a different way. I would, like I said, I would have got Zach Cassian and Malone. Let them play in the Zach. Let's say
I'd get Malone. He's a local kid.
Yeah.
We, you know, he's out of Florida, so he won't be having that access
no,
to the
he's out of Florida. Well, yeah.
Well, Pittsburgh's a party town.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, you know, it's not Tampa Bay, Florida, but no. it's not Regina.
But exactly. But it's somewhere in the middle. And so, you know, I would get him.
Yeah, there's I think they're working on it. I mean, it's one of those things where I think they'll say, we'll pay you $800,000 and he'll be like, "Well, I made $5 million, you know. Bugsy, just suck up your pride. Go back to the Penguins. You know, but that's the thing with Downey is we got. But the thing with Downey is, and I don't like. Here's why he's a rat. He's a rat, and I don't like that. Either be a tough guy, be a big guy, go in the corners, clean, or be a tough guy that wins every fight. But being a rat, how does that help us if you're a rat? It doesn't help us. It's the worst thing we could have done.
But what you're saying is they still need to toughen themselves up.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
and they did a little bit. I mean, they did a little bit, but you know, not. I mean, not enough, in my opinion.
Well, you like those guys who can play a little, too. Like yeah. You say, they can put a stick on the ice.
I mean, the one thing we did do is we got rid of Brooks Orpik, who liked to hit people really hard but didn't want to fight, which...
No, he's a sucker puncher.
No, well, he got sucker punched.
He got sucker punched. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's kind of like... I was never into that either. You know, you don't have to fight everybody, Brooks, but fight somebody. The only fight I ever fought was the guy he broke his neck. Who was in Dallas this year, I think is overrated. I can't think of his name right now, but I'm sure he'll be in a different team this year. What was his name? He didn't bring my book either, but he did fight him after he broke his neck, which is nice thing to do, Brooks.
Yeah.
Break a guy's neck. The least you can do is give him a fight the next time.
Give him a rematch.
Yeah. He buried him. What was his name?
We're looking it up. For Dallas.
I could look it up. I could look it up.
What's this about Hurdle?
Well, oh, okay, yeah. I listed the hockey news listed the five biggest controversies last season.
Oh, okay.
And number four was your buddy Hurdle's fourth goal between the legs.
Oh, yeah, really? What was the controversy? I mean, just the fact that I annoyed everybody?
Yeah. Isn't that terrible?
I loved it.
I know. I like your first.
To me, it's the best play of the whole season.
I liked your first opinion. What's the controversy?
Yeah, what's the controversy? Well, you know, this guy's a talented player. And remember, I forget who the opposing coach was like, we're going to get him. Get him for what? That's class. I mean, I thought he was a great player. You need some excitement.
Oh, yeah. And it was, I mean, what's he supposed to do, not score? And a breakaway, yeah. Dump the puck in the corner.
Well, the thing is, they think he's showing everybody up. But you know, it's like in hoops when somebody does something spectacular. It's fun for the fans. You know,
yeah.
It's like a spectacular dunk. This kid, that was an awesome goal. Wow. I would have let that one go.
But the first thing that comes up is Orpik broke, and it's like 15 tases. For Jonathan Toews, but I don't think he didn't break anything. Didn't he just like stun him a little bit? Eric Cole.
Oh, that's who it was?
Yeah, Eric Cole.
Eric Cole.
I don't know if Orpik ended his career prematurely, but he's still getting a paycheck everywhere to skate around. Eric Cole, very overrated. Well, here's the top five. Top five controversies we had was Tortorella going into the Calgary locker room.
I loved it.
Yeah, I didn't think that was much of a controversy there.
I mean, as much as Torts is a nutball, that was pretty cool. And his comment was that you know that they had brought their goons out to open the game.
Right.
What'd you think about that?
He's right. I mean, he didn't have to put his goons out there, and he did, and then they fought, and then, I don't know, Tortorella's just off his rocker.
He's a little nuts.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. I mean, I don't know. It's Western Canada. It's January. The goons are going to fight. Let them fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Their number two controversy, I think really was a controversy, and we talked about it extensively, was Martin St. Louis getting snubbed by Yzerman twice and then finally making the Olympic team and then asking to be traded where he was the captain and then taking the Rangers all the way to the finals after his mother died.
What? I think guy is awesome.
Yeah.
He's a great player.
Yeah.
You know, I was impressed with his play. And, yeah.
And he got snubbed.
I that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
By Stevie.
Yeah.
I don't get that, man.
I thought that was a legitimate controversy.
Clearly, he's a good player.
Oh, clearly. Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He'll get in there before Lindros.
Well, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with his play. And I don't know why you would diss a guy like that.
On your own team. I didn't understand why he was doing it. Their third biggest controversy was the Sean Thornton, the sucker punch of Brooks Orpik.
What'd you think about that?
I thought it was a cheap shot. I respected Thornton more before he did that. But, you know, what Thornton did a couple things this year, which I thought were really... And the spray in the water. People are like, I just spray on water. Yeah, but aren't you a professional? Like,
yeah.
What, you know, yeah. I Thornton did a few things this year that I thought were below his...
You think that water spraying thing was uncalled for?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I understand it doesn't... I understand it's just spraying water, but it's just spraying water. Like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you think about the sucker punch?
I thought that he should not have done it. Yeah. I thought it was I guess the suspension is the controversy. I mean, but I think he should have got more, to be honest with you. I didn't like how all the goons were, even the semi goons on TV were lining up going, "Well, he's such a team guy. What team guy sucker punches the guy? I don't even care if you sucker punch him. You don't hit him when he's on the ground twice."
No, that's true. Yeah.
I honestly don't mind the sucker punch. Don't hit him when he's on the ground twice.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree.
It was like, even a sucker punch a guy, take your five games. But, you know, you want your revenge. Hurdles score we talked about now. And Brian Burke's comments about, you know, Ryan not making it Liberty member. He's like, he can't spell intensity.
I know. That was ridiculous. Okay, that was ridiculous.
The best is Burke's, like, the Calgary Flames, like, you know. Well, now you got, you know, now you can spell intensity in Calgary. So, Brian Burke.
They won't know that you spelled it
wrong. What a jackass, though, Brian Burke. What a complete jackass.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, really.
Yeah,
I agree, not even for that, just everything, you know. He had all the rich, he had, like, the Kings ransom in Toronto, and he couldn't make a winner.
Huh. I don't know about Burke.
How could you be the GM in, you know, I mean, to be the GM in Toronto and not be any good?
Well, now what's going to happen in Toronto? I mean, they've got to get their act together.
They're trending down as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. And they started out last season pretty good.
But yeah, I thought they would be better last year.
Those fans up there aren't going to, I mean, they need a winner. They need something to happen.
Well, they're paying like Yankee Stadium prices.
Yeah,
I mean, they're paying like $300 a hockey game.
Yeah,
I was up there, and there's kids saying they go to one game every like 2 years. The tickets are like $300 each to sit in the nosebleeds.
Well, and how about putting a team out there?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Toronto, man. You know.
I know, and they hate Phaneuf, and he's not that bad compared to what they got. Yeah. I got a picture of someone tweeted me a picture of a kid in the garbage can. It's like, look, I'm Dion Phaneuf. Uh-oh. Johnny Bench
taking those shots.
Taking action photos here.
Very good.
Great Johnny
Very
Bench.
Good.
Pick up his Comic Book Online.
Yes, Comic Book. Have you seen it?
It's great.
Man, beautiful.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, plug it one more time, Johnny, the name and where we can get it.
Yeah, because we got to know. It's really good.
Oh, that's good. Here's our esteemed producer, Johnny Bench.
Hello. It's Patch Hawkins, and you can find it at www.pandafuzzinc.com. That's I-N-K, .com. And we're not selling it just yet. We're trying to figure out the particulars in that. But check it out, definitely.
Oh,
really cool. Wow. Artwork.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool. Yeah. Johnny Bench.
Patch
Hawkins. Very, very, very talented.
Yeah. By the way, Patch Hawkins is in arbitration. He wants more money.
It sounds like he's a third liner.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Sounds like he's a third liner. All right, well, you want to go through the league?
Yeah, let's go through them.
Let's go through the league and see. We'll do a better, worse, or about the same.
All right.
We do that for all the teams in the league?
Let's do it.
Okay, I guess we'll start with the Metro Division. We'll go Pittsburgh Penguins. I wonder how we picked up. Better, worse, or about the same?
What do you think?
I'd say they're a little worse.
You do?
A little worse. I think they could be better by the end of the year. Because right now Mott is hurt. He had shoulder surgery. And Christian Ehrhoff, the new defenseman we got, he's good. But he's not going to be able to replace Orpik Niskanen, and Mott is hurt. And they lost Juicy, and they lost Neil. I wanted to get rid of Neil. I think Hornquist is a nice replacement. But they're going to have to find – they need a little more seasoning. I mean, losing Neil, they got to find someone to score those 40 goals.
Let's get Malone.
Bugsy can help out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they're trending a little down.
Okay. All right.
The Philadelphia Flyers, I think, are trending down.
Which makes you happy.
Makes me happy. I mean, you can't lose your heart and soul, Scott Hartnell.
Yeah.
And have your captain running around grabbing police ass.
That is so unbelievable.
And not be going in the pooper.
Wow.
And, I mean, and not be going down the drain.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's not, I mean, they signed Ray Emery. I mean, give me a break. I mean, that's, no, I mean, I'm not, you know, I mean, I believe me, I'm much happier saying this than saying they're trending up. They signed 10 guys and, you know, another Pittsburgh guy, RJ Umbergers, who they got in the Hartnell trade. He's not Scott Hartnell. I mean, like, I don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened with Hartnell, but they're trending down. I think the Rangers are trending down.
Do you really?
Yeah. I mean, they look at everyone we've listed who they've lost.
Yeah.
And they got Dan Boyle back. They got Dan Boyle to replace. Stallman was a great third, number three defenseman. He went to Tampa. And, you know, and they lost all the guys, man. They lost most of their third and fourth line, and they lost Brad Richards to Chicago.
Yeah, that was that was a bad move. was a bad move.
Yeah,
They bought him out.
And
I don't get that.
Well, his contract was ridiculous.
But he's a good player. I mean,
he wasn't worth his contract anymore. But, you can't let him go.
That's what I mean. Think.
They didn't replace him.
No, that was bad.
And they didn't replace Boyle. And
Boyle's good too.
Yeah,
they are trending down.
Yeah,
and I would have been careful with that because
and Lundqvist is not getting younger. I mean, I know this is on every team you can say that, but I mean, they didn't get any defensemen. They got rid of their best. And Boyle passed the puck around on a power play, but he's not Stralman as far as defense goes.
Well, I will say this. I thought they looked great in the finals, even though it was a 4-1 win for the Kings.
Yeah.
I thought the Rangers played a little over their head.
Yeah.
Lundqvist kept them in it, but they played pretty well. They had some good players. And to let those guys go, I think is stupid.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they, you know, I mean, it's the cap. So yeah, I guess they're going to pay Broussard, which I don't have a problem with, Kreider and Zuccarello. So I guess they made their decision. I like Boyle. I like Brian Boyle.
I like Boyle too.
I would have tried to keep Boyle around myself, or and when I got someone to replace Stallman besides Dan Boyle.
I would have kept Richards.
Yeah, and we're trying to replace Stallman besides Boyle, but they get the thumbs down. They get the trending down.
Trending down.
The Islanders, just by Zuccarello and Kumelin, I'll say they're trending up. I mean, they didn't get any defense, but they were terrible last year, and they're going to have Tavares back, so they got to go up.
Yeah, they got Tavares back.
I'm going to give him the, you know, like my old Dallas Stars. I like to, you know, I always give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I give the honors benefit of the doubt. Carolina, got a cold. Excuse me.
That summer cold is going around.
I had it. I told you. I didn't. Oh, I told Johnny Bench. I was asleep for 2 days
last week. It's ugly.
Yeah. I couldn't open my head hurt so bad. I was slept for 2 days straight.
No, it's a nasty one.
Yeah, it's terrible. Washington Capitals. I'm going to say trending up.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're trending up. They finally got to whatever you want to say about Orpik being old, and about paying way too much for Niskanen. At least they got two more defensemen.
Right.
They didn't have any defense. I mean, they got two guys that can actually play. So that's two more than they had last. Oh, they had three or four last year. Now they have six defensemen. They got Barry Trotz. They have a coach. Nothing against Adam Oates. I think he was in it over his head for his first job.
You think that's a coaching upgrade there?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Barry Trotz is a I don't think he's on the Daryl Sutter. I don't think he's Daryl Sutter, and you know, I don't think he's an A coach. I think he's a B coach,
right?
But I think Oates for his first year in the league was like a C. I mean, you know, a rookie guy dealing with all the crap in Washington. I think Oates should get another shot. I'm not down on Adam Oates that much, but I think getting Trotz was a good move for them.
Okay,
and then the Hurricanes. I don't know.
What's going on with the Hurricanes?
Yeah, Captain Ron's in charge of that ship. I don't know what they did. They got a new coach. They got Tim Gleason back. You know, I'll give them a nothing. I'll give them an up, down, or nothing. I think they're
neutral.
Yeah. Oh, in Columbus. I almost forgot they're even in the Metro. I almost forgot they're in hockey. Oh, they're trending up. They got Scott Hartnell.
Hartnell helps.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
For RJ Umberger, that's trending up. And they have to get their superstar in line, talking crap about him, but I'm sure they will, and I think they're trending up.
Well, now you guys had a little struggle with them in the playoffs.
Oh yeah, well we will a lot. We will more and more now.
You weren't real impressed with them, Columbus. I know you don't think the town's a great town, but but what do you think? So you think they're moving up?
Yeah, I definitely think with the Reverend Horton Heat will be there all year next year.
Yeah,
and Scott Hartnell, and they got a bunch of good young kids. Yeah, they're going to be trouble for a lot of teams, including the Penguins.
Okay.
They're a team that they're going to as you see as we go through this, the East is getting weaker and weaker. I mean, Columbus is looking more like a juggernaut. Cuz we want to go now we'll go to the Atlantic Division. Bruins are trending down. They lost Iggy.
That's huge.
It's huge. I mean, that's your number one scoring winger.
Yeah, why would you wow.
I don't know.
I would have signed Iggy in a minute.
They got some decent young forwards, but nothing like him. And their defense, if they all come back healthy, okay. But I'm not sold on their younger defensemen. Everyone loves Dougie Hamilton. Okay. Torrey Krug, he's in the power play. He's the size of a lawn midget or whatever. They call it. I mean, you know, I don't know. And I guess Seidberg will be back. Char is a little older. I just think Boston's trending a little down. I think Montreal, I do not like how they lost Josh Georges. I like how they kept Dale Weiss. I like their team. They're keeping Subban. I'm gonna give them an even.
Okay.
I did not like how they lost Josh Georges though. And they also lost Gionta. Actually, I'm going to say they're trending down.
Down a little bit?
Yeah, they lost Gianna to Buffalo. I don't like that either. But I'm going to say they're trending down. Buffalo, I'll say, is trending up. They got Gionta and Josh Georges.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Toronto, I'm going to give a meh. They didn't do much of anything.
Didn't do anything.
And both Florida teams got better.
Well, they had to.
Yeah. I mean, Florida Panthers just actually had to pay $20 million to meet the ceiling, the basement. So, I'm giving them, they're going to be better. I mean, they got Dave Boland. He's at least bringing a little pride, and some other guys, and they got Juicy.
Yeah,
Juicy will put the puck in the net for
them. So they're trending up.
And Tampa Bay, you know, Tampa got Boyle, and they signed another guy I really liked, who I can't think of right now. Maybe I'll see my old sheets.
But Boyle helps him out.
and they keep Callahan, and they got Strowman. Yeah, they got Strowman from the Rangers. So I like Tampa's move.
All right, cool. All right.
I think that's everyone in that side of the plank. Ottawa. I won't say Ottawa. Ottawa got worse because they got rid of Spezza.
That doesn't help.
And yeah. It didn't help them at all. So you look at that phrase, it's like, you know, the Penguins for dismantling their team, they'd be in about the same spot.
They're about the same.
Yeah, because nobody really, Philly didn't really help themselves. The Rangers didn't really help them. Columbus helped themselves the most.
Let me ask you a broad question, though. Yes. What do you think, why is the East less dominant than they used to be? Why is the West sort of taken over? Just luck of the draw?
The broad answer would be because the salary cap doesn't let the usual three or four major powers. The Devils got Camilleri. I'll say they're trending up a little bit. They got a little more goal scoring.
Okay.
It used to be the East would dominate because you had the Rangers.
Right.
Outspend the Flyers in Toronto and Montreal. They'd always outspend anybody.
Right.
Now, whether they won anything, they always kept the better players.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, usually they stunk half the time anyway.
It doesn't always translate.
No, but if there was no salary cap, maybe the Kings would want to spend. The Ducks wouldn't probably spend up to the limit. You know, right. The St. Louis probably wouldn't be able to spend to the limit. I don't know. Chicago would.
Yeah.
Oh, Detroit. I'm sorry, your Detroit Red Wings.
We forgot that.
I'm going to give an even. I think they stayed the same.
They didn't do much.
They didn't do anything. But that's probably pretty good.
Well, yeah, I think Babcock thinks he's got some great young guys.
I think he does.
Yeah.
I would like to see him go out and get maybe one defenseman.
Yeah.
One older guy.
Yeah, I think that's right. You need that older guy there to anchor.
One older guy. But, you know, maybe they don't want to teach an old dog new tricks because Detroit plays one way and that's the way they play.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Detroit's a playoff team.
I think they're going to be. Yeah.
You look at everybody. It's like, who are going to play? I mean, it's going to be an interesting year, especially the teams if people come out slow. It'll be interesting. If the Penguins come out slow again, they haven't come out slow in a long time. They come out slow and the Flyers come out slow. It's going to be interesting. A lot of change. The Bruins could come out slow.
One thing I will say is that it seems like hockey's trending up in general in the public's eye.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think this series this year, even though the finals wasn't that close, it was good hockey, and I think that people got into it. I think the hoops was a little bit off, I say this year, especially the finals. And people who've never been into hockey were excited.
It's going to be a fun year next year, and we'll have all year to talk about. I mean, but just look at what we just talked about now. Who knows? New Jersey, you know, everyone's kind of sick of the Penguins, you know. Everyone's kind of sick of Philly. Philly will be probably trending down. I think the Rangers are going to be trending a little down. They got the Islanders, got some wings, and Tavares. Buffalo is going to be better. Ted Nolan's going to whip them into shape. They got Josh Georgian. They got Gianta. You know, they got some new players coming in there. It's like they're going to be better. It'll be a little changing of the guard. I think Boston's coming down a little bit. I think Montreal will still be there. And I think Tampa Bay and I think Florida's going to be a little better. So it'll be a little change. Columbus, it'll be a little changing of the guard.
Right, right. Stirs up interest.
Yeah, whereas in the West, I mean, I don't think there'll be much changing of the guard. I'll say the Kings are even.
Kings
didn't do anything, but they didn't have to.
They didn't have to.
They're the champs. Okay. I'll say Anaheim's trending up. They got Kessler.
Kessler was a great move.
Yeah, and their young goaltenders are pretty good, so losing to Hiller wasn't much.
I think Avalanche helped themselves the most of anybody in hockey.
Yeah.
By getting Iggy.
Iggy and Briere.
Yeah, Briere, yeah.
And Briere.
Yeah.
And Briere. San Jose, I'll say they're trending down because all they did was bring in John Scott, and that's just an eyesore.
You're not real high on him.
No. Yeah. No, I'm not. Vancouver... They're down. They're down. They're way down.
I think they're down, yeah.
They're down. Edmonton's down again. I mean, they got rid of Sam Ryan or Gagne, but, I mean, they didn't get much back. So, Calgary, I think, could be trending a little up. They got Hillier. Maybe solve their goaltending. They won't be worrying about, you know, maybe solve a little goaltending I'll give them a little bit. Winnipeg, they're the same.
Same.
They didn't even. Winnipeg hasn't even made any trades yet. They were hoping to clean house. They haven't even done that yet.
Wow.
Minnesota got Vanek, so I'll give them a little upgrade.
Yeah, that's an up.
A little upgrade.
I think they're another team that could be good in the future.
Yeah. Chicago, big upgrade. Brad Richards, your number two center.
Yeah, that really helps them, man.
Number two center.
Yeah.
St. Louis, another huge upgrade. Stastny, number two center.
Yep.
That's huge. That's Phoenix, big. Give a, yeah. You know, whatever, Phoenix.
Did they do anything? What did they do? No.
They secured tee times.
Yeah. In Phoenix, that's important.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we did about everybody, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Western Canada. Yeah.
And how do you think the Kings did in terms of holding on to their guys? They lost Dwight King.
Well, no, he's in arbitration.
Yeah.
Well, they lost Willie Mitchell to Florida.
So another
way Florida gets better.
Yeah, Mitchell's good.
I like Mitchell. I actually probably would have kept him over Green, but I do understand Green has maybe – I think Mitchell's a better skater and a better hockey player, but Green – a little tougher, he'll drop the gloves, a little more team intangibles.
Right.
I don't know how much more intangibles, though, you get more than scoring two series clinching goals.
I know, right? Yeah, come on.
It's tough when you win the cup. You just want to keep everyone forever.
Just want to keep everybody, yeah.
That's one of the greatest things about winning the cup that I remember. Telling my wife when we were watching the parade, like, God, 6 years ago, 2009 parade, I go, everyone on those floats will never buy another drink in Pittsburgh. Like Willie Mitchell never have to buy another drink in L.A.
Yeah,
no. Even though he's in Miami now. It's like,
he's still in L.A.
Yeah, it's favorite. He's forever a king.
No, that's the awesome part about it. Well, it's hard to keep all the guys these days. And you just hope you can keep most of the nucleus.
Right. Yeah. I know they did. Well,
they did.
They did kept that. They kept everybody.
Do you see a potential Kings dynasty for the next couple of years?
Yeah. I wrote about it, I think, a week ago on Bartnick in the Box. Of all the dynasty, of all the couple teams, they're the ones, they're the most ready of all the, everyone else is kind of all the four best teams since the lockout, they've had the most reliable, they have the best set to do it. They have the best goalie. They arguably have the best defenseman. They have two top lines, and their third and fourth lines are made up of. You want anything better? You have their third line center is the best faceoff man in hockey. Their third line winger is arguably the most clutch guy in hockey.
Right,
most clutch guy in hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
And their fourth line center is Mike Richards. He'll bite your face off in hockey.
Yeah.
I mean, a winner. The best number one line in hockey.
Yes, clearly.
I mean, literally the best. I mean, because we talked about this last week or maybe 2 weeks ago. Yeah, the other best lines in hockey are when you take Taves and Kane and put them together.
Yeah, right.
You take Sid and Gino and put them together. The Kings don't do that. That's their regular number one line.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Yeah.
You know, and they have a great number two line with Carter and the kids, the 70s line. So, they're going to be, I mean, we'll probably pick them again this year. I honestly don't know if I'll pick Chicago.
Well, Chicago helped themselves a little by getting Richards.
They did. I see how it all shakes out. I think they might be looking at. I think them and Philly are officially over the cap, and they have to lose people.
So you got to lose somebody.
Yeah. So we'll see who they have to lose.
Well, I could see Kings dominating for a few years.
You will.
Yeah.
Now, where they win another cup, the cups are tough, but they'll be. There's no way they shouldn't be in the final four every year.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing that's so heartbreaking about the Penguins. It's like, a cup's a cup, but to only be in one finals in 5 years and get swept out.
Yeah,
I heard some people talking today. It was funny that everyone knows Blazma. No one's picked him up.
Hey, I noticed that.
I know you.
Wow, man, that's your boy.
It wasn't just me.
No, I know. Apparently not.
No, it wasn't just me.
Do you think anybody does pick him up?
I think, next year, maybe someone will give him a shot. I think he's a good coach if you like, I think Phoenix or somewhere where you just have a bunch of young guys and you want to, you know, make a run to get everyone fired up and, you know, play play hard and, you know, hey, we'll do the same five things. And here's the five things we do. We forecheck, we do this, we do this. Any type of, you know, real professional, I mean, not professional, any type of real skilled guys that need a little coaching, I don't think he's your guy.
Now, what happens to guys, I mean, when they're out now? What do? They go coach a minor league team for a year or two?
Oh, he'll be on television. He'll be on television.
Doing so, yeah, okay.
You know, like they do on ESPN, all the guys that lose.
Yeah.
They got to tell you how they're supposed to win. But they've never, like,
they call
it Herm Edwards. Yeah, let Herm ever win. Herm will sit there and tell you how to win everything, but never won it himself.
Never won anything.
Never won anything.
Interesting. But you got to love Barry Melrose.
No, well, hey, Melrose went to the finals.
That's true.
With not a good team. No offense to the great one, but I mean, that wasn't a rock solid
team.
No,
that's
true.
It wasn't, yeah.
Yeah. And Barry's Barry. I mean, he's just such a great person.
I like the guy.
It'd be interesting to see what Dan has to say because he's pretty dry. But I'm sure he'll get a job. Well, he's getting paid like $3 million a year to sit at home. So
he's got a TV look, though.
Yeah. He can sit around. That's the thing. When you get fired, that you still get paid. So you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's true, right? They can make, yeah, sure, he's making bank. But, all right, so that's interesting. So we may see him on TV.
Yeah, you'll see Blausman on TV. Hopefully we'll be on TV before Blausman.
Let's hope so. I think we could do it. Well, you know what? Who do you think helped themselves the most?
I still think Colorado.
Me too.
I still think Colorado. But I do think losing Stastny was huge. I do think losing Stastny. If they could have kept Stastny, I would probably pick them to go to the finals. Excuse me, Western Conference Finals against the Kings.
I could see that.
If they would have kept Stastny.
Sure.
Losing Stastny, now they got to. Now they give it to their big rival, the Blues. Now the Blues have Stastny.
Yeah.
And Backes.
That's so weird when they go to the rival.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, because that's the last place you want them to go.
Well, this has been a great one. We talked a lot of hockey.
Yeah,
very informative. I love the captain.
Man, I you know what? I enjoy this show so much. I'm so glad the fans are responding.
Yeah, the fans love it.
The Parkoff fans are awesome.
We were going to bring in a Capitals guy, but he got called to do something. Like, well, why make it tight? Come in when you're relaxed. Don't have to scream in traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
Me and the captain can handle it.
We can handle it.
I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Please say hello on the Puck Off Podcast page on Facebook.
Yeah.
Come by and like us on that.
And you know what? I think we got to delve into this next week.
We're doing the top 50
hockey players of all time.
This is our big teaser. Next week, we have the top 50 players of all time is ranked by the Hockey News.
Yeah. What do you now? Just we won't get specific with anybody.
Well, you can guess who's
number one.
Leafing
through it. Well, yeah, we know who number one is. Leafing through it, do you think it's pretty accurate?
You know, what's funny is I'll just say now Lindros is number 49.
Is he? Yeah.
Yeah, he's a. So.
And we were
Peter
wondering.
Stastny is number 39.
See how important Stastny's loss was?
Yeah. The highest ranking, the only guy playing. I won't give him away. Well, let's even a bigger teaser. There's two guys playing.
Currently
playing.
Who are in the top 50?
Who are in the top 20.
Ah.
Who are in the top 20. Right. Two guys. If you go on Puck Off fan page on Facebook, and you can guess those two who are still currently playing, I will send you a gift.
There you go. How do you beat that?
I will send you a gift. Go on Puck Off on Facebook.com, post something or like it. I don't even know how you post. I post because I'm like the guy in charge of it. But like it. If you just want to send the message of who they are, I will send you a gift.
I love it. You'll get a copy of Patch Hawkins.
You know what's funny too is if you know me, and you know me, you should be able to guess them. But it's not as easy as you think. It's not exactly.
There's a trick in
it's
there.
It's not exactly who you think.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a good one.
I love the thinking about it. Who the top 50?
That's why Frage is the all-time great professional DJ is.
Right now,
boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
we have a show for next week.
I love that show.
That is what we're gonna do. We're gonna do the top 50 as by the so we're the summer official. This is our end of off-season wrap-up show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, of course, we'll have Mr. Bag on in a couple weeks.
Bag's
to,
always great.
To give his definitive dissection. But it's officially summer here at the Sideshow Studio.
We'll make it work. We're going to make it work.
Oh, we are.
We're going to get some players.
They
got some off time. We're going to get some
players.
Yeah,
we got a whole
bunch. And I like next week's top 50 players.
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of guys coming in and some fun guests, some other interesting guests.
And so, what's going on with your tour? What's next?
Boston in 2 weeks.
Oh, man, awesome.
And the Foxwoods in Connecticut.
Man, great venue.
And I got a call. We got some more. Can't announce exactly quite yet. We got to get the... You know,
the Queen's coming out to August.
With the Queen. Yeah, the Queen will be here. I think it's the middle of August we're playing in Southern California.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, good show, man. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. I hope everyone else did. We try to drop the knowledge.
Were awesome.
In the summertime, when you're wondering about hockey, listen to us. We're still thinking about it all the time. Yeah. The great one, Fraser Smith, KLOS 95.5.
On Sundays, 4 till 8 o'clock.
4 to 8. So that's,
thank you for tuning in.
4 to 8. So that's 8 to midnight. You're on the East Coast.
Please tune in.
Yeah,
man.
They're on like on your phone. So
I love
it. So give him a listen. He had Ren Azizi on. It doesn't get better than
Ren Azizi's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got Alice Cooper this weekend.
Whoa.
So that's cool.
All right.
All right, guys. We thank you for joining us. Joe, have a great week.
You too.
Talk to you guys soon. We are out.